Boy meets girl meets high tech. The internet and speed dating are considered legitimate and efficient ways to find a mate, or at least a date.
I can say that I want someone who's 6'2", makes between $75,000 and $100,000, you know, a Protestant Christian who attends church, you know, either on the holidays or regularly or once a week, who doesn't smoke, who drinks one or two drinks socially, who, you know, is looking for somebody with short hair who's, you know, fun and outgoing and, you know, does jazz hands. I mean, I can specify exactly what I want. It's dial-a-date.
It's like grocery shopping.
It is. It's like shopping. It's shopping for men. And if it's one thing that women like to do, it's shop.
Roughly 23 million people in the U.S. use the internet for dating each month, according to internet market research firm Comscore Media Metrics. Websites such as Yahoo Personals and Match.com are leading the pack. Match.com has 15 million members in 240 countries and local country sites in 18 different languages. According to the website, more than 60,000 new people register on Match.com every day. 25-year-old Washington, D.C. resident Ashley Smith is one of them.
When I moved to Washington, D.C., I didn't know anybody, so it just seemed like online dating might be one way to get out there and meet people.
And she has been successful, so far.
A joke that I'm a pro with the online dating. Number of dates? Forget it, I couldn't count.
While some of Ashley's friends are skeptical of her meeting men on the internet, she says she prefers it to traditional dating.
At bars, you know, you kind of look at somebody, you smile, you wink, whatever, but you know, not much ever really seems to come of it. With internet dating, you kind of know that somebody is interested in dating and you're interested in dating, so it kind of, it's that first step out of the way.
Until the second step, a live date.
Little lipstick and we're ready to go.
While internet dating has been around as long as the web itself, only recently have niche sites started popping up to accommodate various interests and fads. Sites like Date My Pet connect fellow pet lovers. Then there's Dharma Date for Buddhists and GrapeDate.com for wine lovers. For those who prefer a more human approach, there's Hurry Date. With this service, daters register online and pay $35 for an evening of 10 four-minute dates. After that, they have the opportunity to connect with Hurry Daters online. Hurry Dater Chris Cole works for the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Oh, yes, yes. I've met several people I want to put on my list. A lot of very interesting, very smart, intelligent women. I don't have a lot of time to go out to bars because I work a lot and a lot of other activities. And this isn't a chance to meet a number of people of varying backgrounds in a short period of time.
Traditionalists criticize these dating practices as being too hasty or too shallow. Others say they are too revealing, giving personal details about yourself to someone you have not even met. As a result, dating sites have begun to police themselves for sexual predators. And independent watchdog agencies like SafeDate and Honesty Online have sprung up to run background checks on individuals. But users say they are just another way to meet people.
I'm not dating my computer. I'm meeting somebody that way and then you meet in the real world because that's where we have real relationships.
Paige Collick, VOA News.